طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 49th session, 14th review. I'm sorry, 49th session, not a review. This is from book number 2, and today, inshallah, we're going to try to complete lesson number 28. Naam. And basically, lesson number 28 is the last part of the lessons dealing with al-af'al al-mu'tallah, the verbs that have letters, weak letters or defective letters that have alif, waw, or ya in the root of the verb. And previously we covered, in the first of this group, we covered the in lesson 26, al-mu'tal al-fa, which is known as mithal, and that is when the verb has a weak letter in the beginning, like in waqafa, the waw, weak letter, or yani wahaba, to give a gift, and so on. The following lesson, lesson 27, we had the mu'tal al-ayn, which is known as al-ajwaf, and that is when the verb has a weak letter, a defective letter, alif, waw, or ya, in the middle of the verb, yani in the ayn, from the pattern fa'ala. And those we said are of two types, ajwaf, waw-i, and ya-i, depending on if the original weak letter was waw or ya. And finally, we reach this lesson, lesson number 28, which deals with the mu'tal al-lam, yani when the last radical or the last root of the verb has a weak letter. And this verb, this type of verb is called al-naqis. So we have done most of the exercises in this lesson. And last week we began to do the conjugation of the verb of the AI group, yani verbs like kawa yakwi and rama yarmi, baka yabki, jara yajri, saqa yaskhi. Yani these type of verbs have fatha in the madi and kasra in the mudari, and for that reason they are known as the AI group, yani fatha kasra. And we did the conjugation of its past tense and present tense and the fi'l amra. After that we began to do the next group, that is the IA group, meaning the verbs that have kasra in the middle radical of the madi and fatha in the middle radical of the mudari. So in the past tense it takes kasra, like nasiya, and in the present tense it takes fatha, like yansa, nasiya, yansa. And we did the conjugation for the past tense. I don't remember if we did just the one example that they gave, or did we do other examples? I think we did all the examples, because I think we were up to exercise number 16. So we must have done other examples now, because I wrote here 16. That's where we're supposed to start. So we finished the past tense conjugation. And just as a point of review, and if there are any questions, we can take them before we continue with the exercises. But for example, we had for this IA group, we had the conjugation of the verb nasiya. Yani nasiya, ana nasitu, anta nasita, anti nasiti, huwa nasiya, hiya nasiyat. And this is how, this is on page 202, I'm sorry, so on page 202. Lesson 28, Arabic portion of the book, page 202. Exercise number 16. We're up to lesson 16, but I'm just looking at exercise number 15. In the plurals, we have nahnu nasina, antum nasitum, antunna nasitunna, هم نسوا هن نسينا. هم نسوا, this is a irregularity, and هن نسينا. Okay, so let's just for the sake of review, let's do an example of the verb خشية, the past tense conjugation of the verb خشية. Okay, the singular is first person, second person masculine and feminine, third person masculine and feminine. So you say أنا خشيت, أنت خشيت, أنت خشيت, هو خشية, هي خشيت. Okay, as far as the plurals, we say نحن خشينا, خشينا, نحن خشينا, نعم, أنتم خشيتم, أنتن خشيتن, هم again خشوا, نعم خشوا, originally it's خشيو, but the vowel is changed here, when the weak letter is deleted it becomes خشوا, هم خشوا and هن خشينا, خشينا, it goes back to its original form خشية, خشينا, خشينا. Okay, same thing, بقية, we say أنا بقيت, أنت بقيت, أنت بقيت, هو بقية, that's the original form of the verb, بقية, بقية, هي بقيت, نحن بقينا, أنتم بقيتم, أنتن بقيتن, هم بقوا, بقوا, نعم, هن goes back to original, بقينا, بقينا. Alright, so this is what we did last week, and these are some of the examples that we had, and now we want to do the mudari conjugation for this type of verb of the IA group, like nasiya yansa. In the mudari, we have, for example, hamidun yansa. Exercise number 16, page 202. Hamidun yansa. Aminatu tansa. Anta tansa. Anti tansaina. Tansaina. Originally it's tansayina, but the weak letter is deleted, becomes tansaina. Anta tensa, anti tensena. Anna, ansa. On the plural side, we have from the third person masculine, hum yansauna. Hunna yansaina. Antum tensauna. Antunna tensaina. Naam. Nahnu nansa. Alright, so let's try to conjugate this verb in the order of first person, second person, third person, okay? The same verb from nasiya yansa. Ana, ansa. Anta, tensa. Anti, tansaina. Tansaina. Hua, yansa. Hiya, tensa. Yansa tansa. As far as the plurals, we say nahnu nansa, antum tansauna, antunna tansaina, tansaina, hum yansauna, hunna yansaina, yansaina. Alright, so what we have here, if you look at it, the one that may be a problem, you say ansa, tansa, yani nansa, those are easy, right? Nahnu nansa. The problem may be with the plurals, mostly with the plurals. Okay, for the plurals you have tansawna and tansayna. Antum tansawna, antunna tansayna. Tansawna, tansayna. Hum yansawna, hunna yansayna. So for the plurals you have antum and antunna, you have tansawna and tansayna. Antum and antunna. Tansawna and tansayna. For hum and hunna, you have yansawna and yansayna. So for the masculine, you have tansawna and yansawna. And for the feminine, you have tansayna and yansayna. So it's sawna and sayna. Auna and aina. Yansawna, yansayna. Tansawna, tansayna. Auna and aina. The masculine is auna, the feminine is aina. Yansawna, tansawna. That's masculine. Feminine? Yansayna, tansayna. That's feminine. Okay, so the diphthong in the masculine is auna, and the feminine is aina. And also you have, the other irregularity is that the feminine singular, anti tansayna, is the same as the plural, antunna, tansayna. So anti singular and antunna, second person feminine, singular and plural, is the same form. Anti tansayna and antunna, tansayna. Both of them are the same. And that's basically it. Yani, hum yansawna, antum tansawna. Hunna yansayna, antunna tansayna. Alright, let's try it with the second verb, okay? Khashiya yakhsha. Yakhsha. So far as khashiya yakhsha, we say ana akhsha. Anta takhsha. Anti takhshayna. Takhshayna. Anti takhshayna. Anti takhshayna and antunna, the plural is also takhshayna. Okay, anti takhshayna. Huwa yakhsha, hiya takhsha. Huwa yakhsha, hiya takhsha. Again, let's do it again, singular. Ana akhsha. Anta takhsha. Anti takhshayna. Huwa yakhsha, hiya takhsha. Okay, let's do singulars again, but with baqiya yabqa. Yabqa. Ana abqa. Anta tabqa. Anti tabqayna. Tabqayna. Huwa yabqa, hiya tabqa. Huwa yabqa, hiya tabqa. Huwa yabqa, hiya tabqa. Do it again. This is baqiya yabqa. Ana abqa. Anta tabqa. Anti tabqayna. Huwa yabqa, hiya tabqa. Okay, let's look at the plurals. Okay, same one. Baqiya yabqa. The plurals we say nahnu nabqa. Antum tabqawna. Remember the masculine always gets awna. The feminine gets ayna. Okay, antum tabqawna. Antunna tabqayna. Hum yabqawna. Hunna yabqayna. Let's do it one more time. Same verb. Okay. Nahnu nabqa. Antum tabqawna. Antunna tabqayna. Hum yabqawna. Hunna yabqayna. Okay, let's do the plurals for khashiya yakhsha. Nahnu نخشى. أنتم تخشون. أنتن تخشين. هم يخشون. هن يخشين. I think we got it now. Okay, what this means is that you have to practice. This requires practice. Okay, let's go back to the first verb again. Let's go back to the first verb and do the singulars and the plurals. نسي ينسى. أنا أنسى. أنت تنسى. Anti tansayna. Huwa yansa. Hiya tansa. Plurals. Nahnu nansa. Antum تنسون أنتن تنسين هم ينسون هن ينسين. Okay, ينسين. Okay, so it's just a matter of practice. Keeping in mind what? Keeping in mind that in the plurals you have auna and aina. Auna for the masculine, aina for the feminine. So you have yensauna and tensauna. And you have yensaina and tensaina for the feminine. That's really basically it. But it requires practice. You gotta work with these verbs a lot in order for it to stick in your head. Okay, because each type of verb has different irregularities. Okay, after this, the next exercise is number 17, which is the command form for this type of verb, nesiya yensa. And we have, for the masculine singular, all of this is second person. Okay, so you say, insa ya hamidun, meaning enta. You're speaking directly to an individual male, insa. Plural, insau, meaning insau ya aladi wa antum. Insa, insau. Feminine singular, anti and antunna, anti insai, antunna insaina. Okay, so you say insai ya aminatu, insaina ya banatu, singular and plural. So you say insa, insau, insai, insaina. Alright, so what if we had khashiya, yakhsha? We say what? Ikhsha, ikhshau, ikhshay, ikhshayna. Ikhsha, ikhshau, ikhshay, ikhshayna. If we have baqiya, yabqa, we say what? Ibqa, ibqa, ibqaw, ibqay, ibqayna. إبقى singular masculine, إبقوا plural. إبقي feminine singular, إبقينا feminine plural. And again, just a matter of working with it, practicing. You have to read over them a few times, three or four times. Try to take one verb at a time. Do it for the masculine singular and plural, feminine singular and plural. Then do the next verb, and just keep going back in a cycle until it sticks in your head. This is the fi'l amr, naam, the command form. It's derived from, originally, the command form is derived from the second person masculine singular. That's how it's originally derived from. The original fi'l amr is derived from second person masculine singular. Okay? By taking off the harf mudari and then making the last vowel sakin, and then if there's any يعني إلتقاء ساكنين deleting what's there. So that's the normal procedure for making a fi'l amr. Alright, so this is the first group. The next group that we want to deal with is AU group. Okay, what do we mean by AU group? We mean it has fatha on the middle radical in the madi, and it has dhamma on the middle radical in the mudari. So for example, in the normal verbs, the fi'l as-sahih, you have kharaja, yakhruju. Kharaja, ra, with fatta, yakhru, with dhamma in the mudari. Yakhruju. Kharaja, yakhruju. Here, in this type of naqis verb, we have, for example, da'a, yada'u. Da'a, with fatta, yada'u, with dhamma. Fatta, dhamma. Da'a, yada'u. Tala, يتلو محا يمحو عفا يعفو شكا يشكو. What's the meaning of شكا? To complain. تلا to recite. محا to erase. عفا عفوا عفو عفوا to pardon or to forgive. نعم. Alright, okay, so let's look first.
Quiet.
Listen, if you're going to pray, pray, okay? You're disturbing us, Aki. Aki, that's enough. If you're going to pray, make salah. That's it, that's it, that's it. Khalas. Pray if you're going to pray, Aki, that's it. Aki, if you say one more thing, you're going to get out of here, brother, okay? If you want to pray, pray and get out. That's enough, brother. Okay, so this is the AU group. And the first example that they have given here is the verb da'a yada'u, da'a yada'u. And we have here, for example, in the singular form of the conjugation of verb, hamidun da'a, hamidun da'a, aminatu da'at. Yani the origin of this verb should have been da'at, yani with alif, but because of iltiqa sakinain, the weak letter alif is deleted. Da'a, da'at. Anta, da'auta. Yani the waw that is originally in this verb comes back here when you connect it to the mutaharrik pronoun. So you say anta, da'auta. Anti, da'auti. Ana, da'autu. In the plural you have al-awlad or hum, da'au. Yani originally it is da'awu. Da'awu. The weak letter is deleted with this yani vowel, so it becomes da'awu becomes da'awu. Hunna or al-banat, da'awna. Antum, da'awtum. Antunna, da'awtunna. Nahnu, da'awna. Okay, so this is the basic conjugation, and you can see that there are two verb forms here where there's some yani deviation from the norm. So you have, for example, yani what would have originally been da'at becomes da'at without the alif, da'at. Yani hiya, amina, hiya, da'at. We also have in the plural, third person, masculine plural, hum da'au. Yani originally it is da'awu, it becomes, so just pay attention to these two forms. And let's practice with a couple of different verbs. Okay, we have, for example, shaka. Yani the verb shaka, yashku, which means to complain. So, if we conjugated it, first person, second person, third person, masculine and feminine, then we would say, ana shakautu. Anta shakauta. Anti shakauti. Huwa shaka. Hiya shakat. Okay, plural we say nahnu shakawna. Antum shakawtum. Antunna shakawtunna. Hum shakaw hunna shakawna. Alright, let's do tala yatlu. Tala. Ana past tense. Tala yatlu. Tala. Ana talautu. Anta talauta. Anti talauti. Huwa tala. Hiya talat. Nahnu talauna. Antum. Ha? نحن تلونا Past tense. Talawna.
Yes. Tala. You know
Tala. 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 Talawna.
You see, Mr. I thought that.
Huh?
You thought that.
No, 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 no. No, the verb itself is tala. Talawna. Nahnu. Nahnu talawna. Antum. Talawtum. Antunna. Talawtunna. Hum. Talawhunna. Talawna. Talawna. طيب مها مها يمحو مها انا
انا محوت
انت محوت انت محوتي هو
مها
هي مهت طيب نحن محونا انتم محوتم انتن محوتن هم محوهن محونا محونا طيب عفا يعفو عفا يعفو طيب انا عفا يعفو عفوت انا عفوت انت عفوت انت أفوتي أنت again I'm sorry أنت أنت أفوتي نحن أفونا أنتم أفوتم أنتن أفوتن هم أفو هن أفونا طيب any question about this AU group يعني basically there's some couple of irregularities but other than that it's basically the same like you expect it to be. Some any question?
Yeah, some of them have the some of the mudari, the plurals is wow and ya. Some of them the one some of them don't have the ya. Some of them the ya. Okay, like the
that we didn't do yet?
Two or three.
That we didn't do yet, or are you talking about in the past?
That we did, yeah. Maybe
like which example? What exercise? Which exercises are you looking at?
16.
Exercise 16. Okay, we're going to go back now. We're going to go back. Okay, exercise number 16. Okay, what's your question?
The plural,
home, yes. He can't stand in the doorway, really, because people got to come in and out of here. This is not good, brother, you know? He has to go downstairs. Yeah. Yeah, it's no problem.
But you need to make a promise that you're going to do something about yourself up here. That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable, really. No reason for that. Unacceptable, absolutely. Just go to Masjid and take a shower.
Tayyip. Okay, you're saying that the plural hum, what about it?
Well, okay, I'm saying some of these has.
Yeah. Yeah. That's because originally it has yeah. It's from Nasiya Yensa. Originally it has yeah. So the yeah is the origin of it. The wow came because in that form Yensauna originally is Yensa Yuna. That's where the wow came. Yens. That wow came because of that's the wow that comes with the masculine third person plural. That wow comes with the masculine third person plural.
Huh?
That wow comes with the masculine third person plural. So that wow, that's when the yeah, that's originally from the verb is deleted, then that wow remained. That's from the third person plural. That's where wow came from. That's why you have wow in the third person masculine plural and second person masculine plural. You have that wow. That wow is the wow of Jama'ah that indicates the plurality for masculine plurality. Okay, so that's where that wow came from. But the feminine doesn't have that wow because the feminine form doesn't have wow al jama'ah. Okay? He said, fahamtu, huh? Naam, fahamta? I say, fahamta? All right. All right, let's look at the mudari. Let's look at the mudari. Okay, exercise number 19. Isnad yad'u ila dhamair. Yani from da'a yad'u the fi'l mudari. Right? We have written here hamidun, right, which is third person masculine singular huwa hamidun yad'u. Yani huwa yad'u. Aminatu tad'u, meaning hiya tad'u. Huwa yad'u, hiya tad'u. Notice the second person masculine singular anta is also tad'u. Hiya tad'u, anta tad'u. And this is the same even in normal verbs. Even in regular sound verbs, it's the same. Same thing, we have this. Anti tada'ina. Anti tada'ina. Asluhu tada'uwina. Yani asluhu tada'uwina. Yani the ina is for the second person feminine singular. Ina, right? So, what is deleted here is the wow, the weak letter wow is deleted here, and the ya that is normally in the feminine second person singular verb, that ya is remaining there. So that's how it becomes tada'ina, anti tada'ina, instead of tada'uwina. Instead of tada'uwina, the wow and its vowel is deleted, and it becomes tada'ina. Ana ad'u, that's normally, that's normal, okay? So you say, Ana ad'u, anta tad'u, anti tada'ina, huwa yad'u, wa hiya tad'u. Okay, after this we have the plurals. Here in the plurals there's a big irregularity that you're going to have to pay attention to, right? You have al-awladu, which represents the third person masculine plural, hum. Al-awladu yada'una. Hum yada'una. Originally, it should have been yada'uwuna. Yada'uwuna. Like yakhrujuna. Like yadhabuna. Right? Yada'uwuna. But we're going to delete the weak letter, so it just becomes simply yada'una. Yada'una. Notice though, that hum yada'una, or al-awlad yada'una, and al-banat also yada'una. The reason why they are the same is because originally hum al-awlad, originally it was yada'una, but when they deleted the weak letter, the forms became the same. Both of them became hum yada'una and hunna yada'una, so they became the same. And likewise with the second person masculine plural and feminine plural, we have antum tada'una and feminine antunna tada'una. Originally they were not the same. Antum tada'una was originally what? Tada'una. Like takhrujuna, tadhhabuna. Okay? But now when the weak letter was deleted, it became antum tada'una, which became the same form as antunna tada'una. So here for this form of the verb in the AU group, remember that the plurals, masculine and feminine, first, second person, and masculine and feminine, third person, are going to be the same. Then we have nahnu nada'u, which is normal.
أنا أدعو نحن ندعو. Alright? So this is what you need to pay attention to. What? الأولاد or هم يدعون and البنات or هن likewise it is also يدعون. هم يدعون هن يدعون. أنتم تدعون أنتن تدعون. The same. No different between them. Alright? So let's do it from the top. The singulars. First person, second person and third person. مضاري verb. مضاري. نعم. The AU group. In the مضاري plurals, the masculine and feminine is the same. Second person and third person. Alright. So let's do it from the top. We're talking about مضاري. Okay? The فعل مضاري for AU group verbs like دعا يدعو. We say أنا أدعو. أنت تدعو. أنت تدعين. تدعين. Like تجلسين. تأكلين. Always has إينا for the second person feminine singular. إينا. Right? أنت تدعين. هو يدعو. هي تدعو. طيب. The plurals. نحن ندعو. أنتم تدعون. أنتن تدعون. هم يدعون. هن يدعون. Okay, give me another verb from this AU group. يعني from AU group we have, for example, we did دعا يدعو. Okay, let's do شكا يشكو. يشكو. Okay. أنا أشكو. أنت تشكو. أنت تشكينا. 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 نعم. Originally it was تشكوينا. But it became تشكينا when the weak letter is deleted. تشكينا. هو يشكو. هي تشكو. نحن نشكو. أنتم تشكونا. أنتن تشكونا. هم يشكونا. هن يشكونا. طيب تلا يتلو. يتلو which means what?
Recite.
To recite. أنا أتلو. أنت تتلو. أنت تتلين. هو يتلو. هي تتلو. تتلو. هي تتلو. نحن نتلو. هم أنتم. I'm sorry. أنتم تتلون. أنتن تتلون. هم يتلون. هن يتلون. Okay. عفا يعفو. عفا يعفو. أنا أعفو. أنت تعفو. أنت تعفين. هو يعفو. هي تعفو. نحن نعفو. أنتم تعفون. أنتن تعفون. هم يعفون. هن يعفون. مها يمحو. يمحو means what? To erase. To erase. نعم. أنا أمحو. أنت تمحو. أنت تمحين. هو يمحو. هي تمحو. نحن نمحو. أنتم تمحون. أنتن تمحون. هم يمحون. هن يمحون. جيد. Alright, so this is how the mudari goes. It's really, you just gotta try to keep the, what irregularities in which group, and since there's only a few of them, you just have to practice with those. The rest of them are straight, they're easy. It's just a couple of places where you have a problem, and the only way that that's gonna stick in your head is by practicing. Going through them over and over and over again. With as many vowels as possible, with as many verbs as possible. Okay, exercise number 20 on page 204. It's ناد فعل الأمر من دعا إلى ضمائر. Okay, the فعل أمر, okay, is always in the second person. Second person masculine singular, second person masculine plural.
second person feminine singular and feminine plural. So from da'a yad'u or from tad'u, anta tad'u, you take off the fi'l mudari, you make sukoon on the last letter, iltiqa sakinain, delete the weak letter, so you come up with from tad'u, ud'u, ud'u. The plural, antum, ud'u. The singular feminine, ud'i. And the plural, ud'una, in this case, ud'una. Okay, ud'u, ud'u, ud'i, and ud'una. It takes dhamma, udu, right? But the feminine always has ya on the end. And in order for you to have ya on the end, the vowel before it has to be kasra. Okay, why does it have ya on the end? The same like if you say uktub, right? If you say to a female, you say what? Uktubi, with ya. Bi. That ya is the same ya here. Udu'i. That's because of what? Ijlis. To a female, you say ijlisi. Ijlisi.
Yeah, but ij is kasra down, right? Ij. Uk have dhamma, the first letter, uktub.
Naam.
This one is having udu'i. You said that the Harim forgot that the middle letter is like uktubu. If the.
We're talking about the masculine singular form. If it's from kataba yaqtubu, right, that dhamma tells you that the middle letter is going to be dhamma, right? Uqtub. Udkhul. But that's for the masculine singular. Masculine singular. As far as the feminine, it takes kasra. So even like we say uqtub, right? But for feminine, we don't say uqtub. We say uqtubi. But here, the middle letter here is deleted. Because it's a weak letter. So what's left is the ya. What's left is the ya, that indicates femininity. It indicates that this is second person, feminine, singular. The weak letter is deleted. What would have been dhamma there, let's delete it with the weak letter. It's deleted with the weak letter. Khalas, it's gone.
The first letter will be dhamma.
The first letter will be dhamma, naam. In all of them, the first letter is going to be dhamma. In this particular type of verb, the first letter is going to be dhamma. But for the feminine, with the weak letter being deleted, then the ending is going to be kasra. For this particular verb, this AU group. And I mean, some of them, it depends on the original verb. If the original verb has dhamma, that has one form. If the original verb has fatta or kasra, has the other form. So fatta and kasra, middle letter, fatta and kasra takes one form, dhamma has a different form by itself. Okay, so that's why the AU group, the irregularities in it are different. They are different. They're not the same irregularities. Not in the past tense, nor in the present tense, nor in the command form. That's why each group we're taking separately, because each group has its own irregularities. Okay, so yeah, it's, like I said, this particular set of verbs, the Mu'tala verbs, one of the reasons why they came at the end of the book is so that you are well prepared when you reach them, okay? You know all about verbs, past tense, present tense. You have a lot of experience in practice. Now when you came to this, you're going to really have to work hard because you're going to build on what you already know, the established rules, but there's going to be irregularities. But if you started with this without any regular, without any rules, then you have nothing to build upon. So you have some rules, and now you have to modify it with the irregularities. In any case, alhamdulillah, and this is probably the most difficult part of the book, defective verbs. And the lesson 26 is the easiest of them that we covered quickly, and 27 and 28 are the difficult ones. And we spent a lot of time with them, but you do have to review them. You have to review them. It's just a matter of, you go through these exercises where they have the past tense conjugation, and just keep reading it. And change the verb and practice it with another verb from the same group. And practice with another verb from the same group. Until that format starts sticking in your brain and it starts clicking with your tongue. So if you say it differently, you're going to feel some hesitancy. Your tongue is not going to want to say it that way. But that comes with what? Practice. Comes with practice. Okay, after this we have exercise number 21. Well, before we do exercise number 21, let's do some other examples for the fi'l amr, right? Like we have, what are some of the other verbs that we have? Like this one is da'a yad'u. We also have, huh? Da'a. Okay, this one is da'a yad'u. Let's do, for example, huh? Tala yatlu. Okay, so the fi'l amr, masculine singular, masculine plural will be what? Dhamma, dhamma. Utlu, utlu. Utlu. The plural? Utlu. With lam. Utlu. Tala. Ta and lam. Utlu. Utlu. Ut. The feminine singular? Utli. And the feminine plural? Utluna. 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 Naam. Okay. Maha. Yamhu. What would be the masculine singular? Umhu. The plural? Umhu. The feminine singular? Umhi. Feminine plural? Umhuna. Okay? Afa ya'fu. Nam. 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 Okay? What did we say? Afa ya'fu. U'fu. Plural? U'fu. Feminine singular? U'fi. Feminine plural? U'funa. What about, what other one we had? Huh? Oh, maha, yamhu. Maha, did we do maha? We did maha. Tala, we did shaka, yashku. Shaka, yashku. Ushku. Plural? Ushku. Feminine singular? Ushki. Feminine plural? Ushkuna. Anyway, it just requires practice. Okay, exercise 21, it says, Arini. Arini. Arini means what? Show me. Show me. Show me. يَقُولُ الْمُدَرِّسِ لِكُلِّ طَالِبٍ مِنَ الطُّلَّابِ يَا فُلَانْ أَرِنِي كَذَا. أَرِنِي كَذَا. This is really more so oral exercise. Okay? And basically, the teacher says to each of the students, Ya fulan, O so-and-so, arini kitabaka. Arini kitabaka. Arini qalamaka. Huh? Arini daftaraka. Arini sa'ataka. Now, like this. Okay? Naam. Okay, let's just look at the al-kalimat al-jadida quickly. I'll read them without you looking at them. I'll read them without you looking at them. You just tell me the meanings. Tell me the meanings. Al-asha'u. Dinner. What's the difference between this word and the nighttime prayer? Al-kasra. Kasra and fatta. Al-asha is the nighttime meal. Al-Isha is the nighttime prayer. Al-Yaminu, the right. Al-Yasaru, the left. Al-Tahqiqu, Tahqiq. Haqqaqa yuhaqqiqu, Tahqiq. Huh? To check something thoroughly, to do an investigation. We say about a book, if a person has checked the book and verified its accuracy from the written manuscript to the printed form, we say this is tahqiq. He has checked it carefully. He has examined it, making sure that everything in it is accurate. Tanawulun. To eat or to consume, to take something. Ilahun. A god, something that is worshipped. The plural of it is alihatun. Al-qumamatu. Garbage. Qawmun. People. Al-laylu. the night. An-naharu, the day. Turabun, dust. Ahlun, people. Sahibun, huh? Ahlun, it could also mean family, yeah. Can mean family, naam. Hada ahli, for example. This is my family, naam. Sahibun, a companion. Now, its plural is what? Ashabun. Hada. It's a past tense verb. He guided or to guide. The mudari of it is? Yahdi. Mumazzaqun. Torn. Something that's torn up. Tawa. Torn. You tear it up? Naam. Mumazzaq. Torn. Tawa. 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 Yatwi. To roll something up or to fold it. Tawa yatwi. Ata ya'ti. To come. Ata ya'ti. Naam. Tabi'a yatba'u. To follow. Waqa'a yaqa'u. To fall. Naam. Or to occur. Something occurred. Yani you say waqa'a. Hada ams, yani this is what happened yesterday. Waqa'a. Naam. As far as ata ya'ti means to come, to give is with elongation on the first letter. Ata. Ata. Atani. Atini. Give me something. Atini. That's with the long vowel though. Okay, this is the end of this lesson, 28. And I definitely advise that while this matter and this material is fresh in your mind, that you yani practice with it. Don't wait until you have forgotten it. Try to work with it while it's fresh. These three lessons especially, 28, 27 and 26, require yani review for sure. Even though yani we hopefully we will review it at some point, but right now, while it's fresh in your mind, it's good to practice with it. And even though we have a few lessons remaining, while we're doing those lessons, they're not really complicated. There's not a lot to them. So you can go back and review these lessons. Just look at the exercises, the conjugation, past tense, present tense, one verb at a time. Practice with one a lot. Instead of mixing them up a lot, practice with one a lot till it sticks good in your head. Practice with another one a lot, sticks good in your head. Practice another one. And then after you do all of them thoroughly, you can go back and mix them up a little bit. But try to do one at a time. It's definitely yani easier to do it like that. Okay, we have time, plenty of time remaining, so we're going to start the next lesson. Huh? Cake? Kaak. Kaak. Kaak? I don't know. Sounds like we had it somewhere. No? Kaak. Okay, what's your question? Yeah, because AU group means what? It means that it is like Kataba Yaktubu. And that Dhamma in the Mudari tells you that the first vowel is going to be Dhamma. In the same way that if you had Jalasa Yajlisu, that Kasra tells you it's going to have Kasra in the Fi'l Amra, Ijlis. And the same way you have Zahaba Yadhabu, Fatta in the Mudari tells you it's going to have Kasra in the Fi'l Amra. So if you have Kasra or Fatta in the Mudari, that means that the command form is going to take Kasra. So you say Jalasa Yajlisu Ijlis. You say Zahaba Yadhabu Idhab. Idhab with Kasra. But if it has Dhamma in the Mudari, that's when it's going to take Dhamma. Otherwise, it's going to take Kasra. Okay, so the same thing in these verbs, it's going to take Dhamma. The first vowel is going to be Dhamma. If it has Dhamma, if it's AU group. If it's the other two groups, it's going to take Kasra. Yani AI group and IA group, both of them are going to take Kasra.
all the hundred words. The hundred words. I think he's talking about, like, let's say, you have to start with
six.
That's weak. And how you know the hundred words, whether it's kasra at the beginning, whether it's kasra or. According to what I asked somebody, when he was teaching me, somebody was teaching me, they are
Well, of course, it depends on what kind of verb it is. Is it a past tense verb or is it a fi'l amr? That's different. The past tense verb is different than the fi'l amr. So it depends on whether or not it's a fi'l madi or is it a fi'l amr. Because the rules for them are different, it's not the same. Alright? So in any case, yani, most of the time it's going to take kasra, the past tense verbs, it's going to take kasra. As far as the fi'l amr, it's going to depend on the vowel and the mudari. In any case, that comes with a sarf, the study of sarf, which is in book 3. Inshallah, all of that is covered in book 3. All the matters related to that is covered in book 3. All the different types of the verbs and the different forms, how they come. Tayyib, lesson 29, the key in the English key in the back of the book, page 99. Page 99, English key in the back of the book for lesson 29. There's only four matters in this key, and we're going to start with the last three matters, and we'll come back to the first matter, which is the core of this lesson. We're going to come back to it so we can take our time and go through it thoroughly and deal with it efficiently, but we're going to just cover the other matters to make sure we get them done. Alright, so if you look on the next page, page 100 of lesson number 29, page 100, point number 2. Right, point number 2 says lamma, lamma. We have learnt lam and lamma in lesson 21. Right? What does lam and lamma mean?
When lam
you use
it makes
the mudari verb majzum, and it changes its meaning from mudari to madi. Okay, so lam and lamma, both of them are for negation, nafi, and both of them make the mudari verb majzum. But the difference in meaning between them is if you say lam azhab, it means what? I did not go. But if you say lamma azhab, it means what? I didn't go yet. Okay, so we learned this lam and lamma in lesson 21. There we have seen that lamma yarji means he has not yet returned. He has not yet returned. There's another lamma which means when. When. Naam? For example, lamma sami'tu al-jarasa dakhaltu al-fasla. Lamma sami'tu. Lamma here doesn't mean I did not hear, rather it means when. At the time when I heard the bell, I entered the classroom. When here means at the time that such and such happened, then such and such I did or he did or they did or whatever, such and such and so and so. So here lamma is not negation, rather it is indicating the time when something happens, when such and such happens. Another example, lamma dhahabtu ila makkata zurtu sadiqi. Lamma dhahabtu, it doesn't mean I didn't go, it means when, at the time when I went to Mecca, I visited my friend. So be careful when you see lamma. The clearest indication of the difference between them that's easy to recognize is that what? How will you know when you see lamma which one it is? Huh? What context? Huh? What? You? Yeah.
lamma, that negation, is always used with a mudari verb. It's used with a mudari verb. And this lamma is used with a madi verb. This lamma is used only with the madi. With the mudari, if you want to use the same meaning as this lamma with the mudari, you're going to say, you're not going to say lamma adhab, because lamma adhab means negation. That lamma is used with madi for negation. But if you don't intend negation, but you mean when something happened, and you don't want to mean past tense, you want to use present tense, then you're going to use another word altogether. You're going to use endama. Endama. So you say, for example, عندما أذهب إلى المسجد أجلس في الصف الأول. When I go to the mosque, whenever I go to the mosque, at the time when I go to the mosque, I sit in the first row. Okay, so if you see lemma used with a mudari verb, that's negation. If you see it used with a madi verb, that means time, when such and such happened. And if you want to use that meaning of time with a mudari verb, then you're going to say andama, andama. Alright? Okay, so that's it really for this point. The difference between lamma when it's used with mudari for negation and lamma when it's used with madi to mean when something happened. And the difference between lamma meaning when something happened and andama, also meaning when something happened. They have the same meaning. But lamma here will be used with the past tense and andama used with the present tense. That's it. Point number three. Qattu and abada. Abadan. Both these words are used to emphasize a negative verb. Yani a verb with a negative meaning. Yani negation of a verb. Both qat is used for negation of a verb, and abadan is used for negation of a verb. However, qat with shadd on the ta, qattu, emphasizes negation in the past tense. And abadan emphasizes negation in the future tense. Future tense. For example, past tense. Lam aqtub ilayhi. Past tense. Lam aqtub. I did not write to him. You want to emphasize you didn't write? You say lam aqtub ilayhi qat. Qattun. That means I didn't, definitely did not, never wrote to him. Past tense. I never wrote to him. Like if you say lam aktub ilayhi, I didn't write to him. There might be some room that maybe a long time ago you wrote to him. Maybe you're talking about right now, recently. I didn't write him. They say you never wrote him? Not even 10, 20 years ago? Then you say, oh yeah, maybe I did. I might have written him 20 years ago. But when you say lam aktub ilayhi qat, you don't, they don't have to ask you any question after that. Do you mean you never wrote him? Because that means I never wrote him. Ever, ever. Okay, that's emphasis. But if you want to emphasize negation in the future, you don't say qat, but rather you say لَنْ أَقْتُبَ إِلَيْهِ أَبَدًا. So if somebody said لَنْ أَقْتُبَ إِلَيْهِ, that means I will not write to him. In the future, I will not write him. But they're saying, you'll change. You'll forget it. You'll get over it. Maybe it might take years, but you will eventually write him. But if you say لَنْ أَقْتُبَ إِلَيْهِ أَبَدًا, it's clear that you intend never to ever write him again. So this is how these two words, قَط, is used for emphasis when you're using a past tense verb, negation of a past tense verb. If you want to emphasize, you say قَط. If you're having negation of a mudari verb, yani meaning in the future, you're negating, I will not do this, and you want to emphasize the negation of the future tense, then you use أَبَدَى. The word qattu is mabni, yani indeclinable. Qattu. Yani it doesn't matter where it came, it would always, yani remain in its same form and has only this ending. Qattu, dhamma, all the time. The last point here is the expression, if you want to say no thanks to somebody, you should say la wa shukran. La
wa shukran. That means no, but thank you. No, I don't want, but thank you. It is wrong to say la shukran without the waw, as it signifies a denial of thanks. If you say to somebody la shukran, it means I don't thank you. But if you say la, I don't want it, wa shukran, but thanks, that's different. Huh? La shukran? Naam. Naam. Yeah, but it's better to say wow, because it makes clear. Yani, with a pause, but wow, so it makes clear the meaning, what you're saying. La, wa shukran. La, wa shukran. La shukran? Maybe you mean to say, you don't have to thank me, you mean to say. You don't have to thank me, but rather I'm doing this because it's obligatory upon me. That's what you're trying to say? Yeah, I don't know. Allahu a'lam. Naam. Tayyib, so these are the matters that are in this lesson, and now we go back to the original point, the first point, which is really the core of this lesson. In this lesson, we learn the following. Number one, the mudaf. Yani, the mudaf has shadda on the ayn. This word is mudaf. In this verb, the second and third radicals are identical. Yani, the mudaf verbs means that the triliteral root of the verb has one letter as the first radical, and the second and third radical is the same letter, whatever it may be. Okay, it has the same letter as the second and third radical. For example, hajja, marra, shamma. In each of these verbs, you see that the second letter has shadda, which means that the second and third radical is the same letter. The verb hajja is originally ha, ja, ja. The second and third radical is the same, jim. Here, both the second and third radical are jim. Here are the changes that the mudaf verbs undergo. Okay, so we're going to look at the changes in the madi and in the mudari, marfu and majzoom. And then we're going to look at the fi'l amr. So we're going to look at the madi, the mudari, and the amr. The three types of verbs. All three we're going to look at. As far as the mudari, we're going to look at the marfu'un, and we're going to look at the majzoom. What type of changes take place in this type of verb? The verb when the second and third radical is the same letter. Okay, here are the changes of the mudaf, or here are the changes that the mudaf verbs undergo. In the madi, the second radical loses its vowel when the verb is isnadid. Yani, this is not really an English word, isnadid. Isnad is an Arabic word and ed is English, right? So they mean by that, the second radical loses its vowel when the verb is connected. Isnadid means connected to the second pronouns, meaning the pronouns that are not mutaharrik, like ta, tu, and ti, not those, the second pronouns. For example, fahuwa, and hiya, and hum. Huwa, and hiya, and hum. They have second pronouns. Now, so for example, hajja is the form that we have for ha, ja, ja. It retains its vowel when the verb is isnadid. It loses its vowel when it's connected to second pronouns. Like hajja, the second radical doesn't have a vowel. That's why it's joined by shadda to the next one. The vowel on the shadda is for the second of the two, right? So The first of those two has no vowel. Hajja. The same thing with Hajju. Yani hum Hajju. So, there are two jeems, right? The first one has sukoon, the second one has dhamma. So the second one loses its vowel in this case, and the same thing, hajjat, yani hiya hajjat. He, she performed hajj. So the two jeems, the first one takes sukoon, the second one takes fatha, and therefore you can write them together with shadda. So, this is the case when this muda'af verb is connected to sakin pronouns, pronouns that do not have vowels, غير متحرك. However, it retains its vowel when the verb is isnaded or connected to the متحرك pronouns. The متحرك pronouns, we mean what? Like ta, ti, tu, tum, na, like this. Na and na. Right? These are متحرك pronouns. So in this case, the second letter retains its vowel, and therefore becomes a separate yani syllable by itself. It's not connected to the following doubled letter with a shadda. So for example, you have hajajna. Which pronoun is hajajna? Hunna. Hunna, hajajna. And you have hajajta, which is what pronoun? Anta hajajta. And you have hajajtum, antum. Hajajti, anti. Hajajtunna, antunna. Hajajtu, ana. Hajajna, nahnu. Okay, so when it's connected to the mutaharrik pronouns, it retains its vowel, it becomes a separate syllable. This is in the past tense. Okay, so what do we look at in the past tense? The mudaf verb. We look at whether or not it's connected to a pronoun that's from the mutaharrik pronouns or the sakin pronouns. If it's sakin pronoun, it loses its vowel. The second of those two letters, I mean the first of the doubled letter, the first one of them, which is the second radical in the verb, that one loses its vowel, so it's joined by shadda. But if it's connected to mutaharrik pronouns, its vowel comes back to it, it becomes a separate syllable. Okay, so that's all it is to it, really. Is it connected to huwa, hiya, or hum? Or it's connected to the other pronouns, mutaharrik pronouns. Huwa hajja, hiya hajjat, hum hajju. Is it clear?
No.
Huh? Or you have a question?
If you put a shadda on the second
Hajajtunna?
Yeah, it's
all the ones
that have
Mutaharrik, now? No, you can't do that. That's called freestyling. I think they call that freestyling. That's what the kids told me. I don't know. The teenagers taught me that. They said that's freestyling. They said when you go to Jummah and the guy just gets up there and says anything, he just takes one ayat or one hadith and he just starts saying whatever comes to his mind, that's freestyling. He goes for half an hour, 45 minutes without saying anything, just blowing hot air. Now, some people are entertained by that. I'm not impressed. Tayyib. Okay, that's in the madi. As far as the mudari marfu'un. In the mudari marfu'un, right? The second radical, again, loses its vowel when the verb is isnaded or connected to sakin pronouns. Same rule as in the madi. When it's connected to sakin pronouns, it loses its vowel. So, for example, you say, Yahujju, for what would have originally in form been Yahjuju, like Yahruju, Yadkhulu. It should have been Yahjuju, but instead we say what? Yahujju. That's when it's connected to sakin pronouns. In the same way, you say Tahujju, for Tahjuju. تحجج like تخرج تحجج becomes تحج نعم. This is when it's connected to second pronouns, it loses its vowel. It retains its vowel in the case of isnad or being connected to mutaharrik pronouns like yahjujna, yahjujna, yani hunna yahjujna, or antunna tahjujna. Okay, so if it's connected to mutaharrik pronouns, this is the same rule for the past tense. Whenever it's connected to mutaharrik pronouns, the vowel comes back. When it's connected to second pronouns, the vowel goes away. So when we do the conjugation of past tense and present tense verb, keep this rule in mind. Mutaharrik pronouns, second pronouns. That's the rule that you need to keep in mind. Otherwise, it's simple. It's nothing to it. Okay? This is in the mudari marfu'un. But if it is mudari majzum, in the four forms, يعني لم يحج يعني هو لم يحج and لم تحج يعني أنت لم تحج and لم أحج أنا لم أحج and لم نحج نحن نعم نحن لم نحج. In the four forms here there is التقاء الساكنين, there is التقاء الساكنين, because both the second and the third radical have no vowel. In that case, the second and third vowel, a radical have no vowel, then that iltiqa al-sakinain, we can't accept this. As both are strong letters, if it was a weak letter, right? And the mu'tal verbs, what would we do with it in that case? We delete the weak letter. But these are strong letters or sound letters, so none of them can be omitted. So the third radical, in this case, takes a fatha to remove the problem of iltiqa al-sakinain. So in this case, when it is majzoom by lam or lamma, you say lam yahuj. It should be jim with sukoon and jim with sukoon. You can't have that. So you write them with shadda and put fatha on the second of the two. So you say lam yahujja, lam tahujja, lam ahujja, lam nahujja. Okay, there's no iltiqa al-sakinain in other forms of the mudari majzoom, of the mudari majzoom. So therefore, we don't have this problem. For example, lam yahujju. There's no iltiqa al-sakinain because the second one has a vowel. And likewise, lam tahujji. There's a vowel, so there's no iltiqa al-sakinain. So there's no problem, no need to add a fatha. So what are we saying here in the mudari majzoom? There are four forms where the verb has iltiqa al-sakinain because of the second and third vowel having radical having no vowel. In that case, we can't accept iltiqa al-sakinain and we can't delete the letter because it's not a weak letter. Therefore, we add a fatha to the second of the two. We write it with shadda and add a fatha. Okay, instead of having two jims, for example, jim and jim, both of them with sukoon, you write one jim with shadda and put a vowel there. The vowel is obviously for the second of them. Okay, this is what happens in the mudari marfu, majzoom. The final matter is the fi'l amra. After removing the initial ta and the final dhamma, what is the initial ta that we're removing here from tahujju? Which initial ta is this tahujju? What do we call it? Huh? It's for anta, naam. But this ta is the harf mudari. It's the ta from the mudari. Yani the four letters that are in the mudari verbs, hamza, ta, noon, and ya. So the ta is second person, right? Anta. So this ta is the ta of the mudari. The harf mudari. We remove that, and we also remove the dhamma from the end of the verb tahujju. We remove the dhamma, so it becomes sakin. So what you are left with is hujj, yani ha dhamma jim shadda sakin. The third radical takes fatta. It is added to it to remove iltiqa'i sakinain. What's the iltiqa'i sakinain? Jim and jim, both of them having sukoon. Because the second jim had dhamma, right? But you remove it to make the fil amra. And the first one, because of the shed, the first one automatically must have sukoon, right? So the sukoon of the second one is now met with the sukoon of the second one when the dhamma is removed. So you have iltiqa'i sakinain. So we add a fatta here to get to escape from iltiqa'i sakinain. So in the fi'l amr you have what? Hujja. Hujja is the fi'l amr for anta. Anta hujja. And you're telling your brother, perform hajj. So it becomes hujja as the word does not commence with a second letter. No hamzatul wasl is needed here. The hamzatul wasl that we normally add to verbs like kataba, yaktubu, right? If we take off the harf mudari from taktubu, and we take off the dhamma at the end of taktubu, then we have kaf with sukoon, right? And then we have ta with dhamma, and then we have ba with sukoon. But we can't begin with a letter with sukoon, right? So we put hamzatul wasl and we say uktub, ijlis, izhab, and so on. But we don't have that problem here. It doesn't begin with a letter with sukoon, so we don't need to add hamzatul wasl. Next it says, concerning this, if the verb is IA group. Now, I'm not sure what you're saying, but let's write it so we can be clear, right? If we have the verb kataba, right? Kataba. Yaktubu. Yaktubu. The fi'l amr is taken from what? Taktubu, right? Taktubu. Naam. In order to make the fi'l amr, we're going to get rid of the harf mudari, and we get rid of the dhamma, so we're left with what? Kaf, ta, and ba, right? Sakin, dhamma, sakin. Now we have to add hamzatul wasl here, right? And we're going to add dhamma. You're saying, where do we get this dhamma from? Because the middle letter is dhamma. Okay, when the middle letter is dhamma in the mudari form, then the fi'l amr is going to be dhamma, right? That's from there. If we had, for example, jalasa, jalasa, yajlisu, right? Yajlisu. So the middle vowel is kasra, so in the fi'l amr we're going to get kasra, ijlis. And the same thing, if it was dhahaba, dhahaba, yadhabu. If the middle letter is fatta, it's also going to be kasra. Izhab. Okay, so for jalasa yajlisu, if it's kasra, or dhahaba yadhabu fatta, it's going to take kasra in the mudari. Naam. But the other one, only if it's kataba yaktubu, dakhala yadkhulu, kharaja yakhruju, takes dhamma in the mudari, middle letter, then the fi'l amr is going to take dhamma. The fi'l amr is going to take dhamma. And that's the same thing with the weak verbs. If you have, for example, da'a yad'u, yani yad'u, we're going to make it what? Ud'u. Ud'u with dhamma. Naam. Alright, so the last matter that we want to look at here concerning alaykum salam, concerning the mudaf verb. If the verb is of IA group, like what? Like what? IA group. Shariba, yashrabu. Shariba, kasra, yashrabu, fatta. Right? If the verb is from the IA group, like shamma and massa, the kasra of the second radical appears. The kasra of the second radical that would have been in the second radical, but we don't have a, the second radical is written with shadda, right? So, shamma and massa, the kasra that would have actually been for the second radical, it appears when the verb is isnadded or connected to the mutaharrik pronouns. So when you connect it to the mutaharrik pronoun, it becomes what? Shamimta, shamimtu, shamimtum, shamimna. Okay, the kasra reappears. The mudari marfu'un is yashammu. The mudari marfu'un from shamma yashammu. The amra is shamma. Yani a fatta is added here because of what? Iltiqa'i sakinain when you derive the fi'l amra. Note that the amra is identical with the madi. Huwa shamma. Hiya. Yani huwa shamma. Hiya shammat. But notice that huwa shamma is a fi'l mudari, I mean madi, and shamma is also the fi'l amra. It's the same form. That's how it came out when, because of the rule here. The rule is what? That when you derive the mudari, you have to make the last letter sakin. And the letter before it already was sakin. So in order to get rid of iltiqai sakinain, they said put a fatta. So it became the same form as the third person masculine singular huwa shamma. So just note that it's the same form, but from the context of the sentence, it's clear. Huwa shamma is when you are talking about someone. Third person, right? But if you say shamma as a command form, it means you're talking directly to someone as a second person. So you will know if shamma here means is a fi'l amra or if it's a fi'l madi. Because what? Either you're talking directly to a man or you're talking about a man. So if you're talking about someone, then it's fi'l madi. If you're talking to someone, it's fi'l amra. Alright? And this is basically it. This is what we're going to be looking at in this lesson. We already covered the rest of the points. So let's go and read. I mean, we still have some time. So let's look a little bit at the dialogue. Oh no, let's look at the new words. Al-Kalimat al-Jadida. The new words. Al-Kalimat al-Jadida. Okay, the first column on the right side, we have... Yes, vocabulary on page 101 of the English study guide, or the English what key? Naam. Okay, from the right side we have hazina yahzanu, hazina yahzanu, IA group, which means to be sorrowful, sorrowful. Marratan means once, like one time. One time. Kaffun means what? The palm, a palm of your hand. Mazidun means what? More, an increase from yazidu. Ziyada, an increase, more. Mazidun. Ghafilun means unmindful. Dibajun means brocade, like silk brocade, a very thick type of silk. Ra'ihatun means a smell, a bad smell. Karihun means unpleasant, something like an unpleasant smell. Layyinun means soft, layyin. Nuskhatun means a copy of something. Like you say, make a copy of this paper for me, a nuskha. Or give me a copy of volume 1 Arabic book. A copy means a nuskha. If you say, عندك نسخة أخرى, do you have another copy of the book? Or another copy of the paper? Nuskhatun. Hunayhatun means a while, Lani, a short period of time, a little while, huneha. Balu'atun means a what? Drain or sore. Balu'atun. Tayyibun means good. Next column, on the left side, hajja yahujju, A-U group, to perform hajj. Dhanna yadhunnu, A-U group, to think. Not to think like I'm thinking about it. But here, to think means I think he is the one. Meaning I'm not sure. I'm uncertain. Dhanna means you think. Meaning You are uncertain about something. Okay? Adhunnu. Huwa huwa. I think he is the one. Now, jarra yajurru means to drag or to pull. Marra yamurru. AU group means to pass. To pass, yani to pass by someone. Not to pass an exam. To pass by. Marra yamurru. Marra bina. He passed by us. Or this, it passed by us. Adda ya'uddu. AU group means to count. Sabba yasubbu means to abuse someone verbally. Verbal abuse. Radda yaruddu means to reply or to answer or to refute someone. Like a refutation, it's called rad. Rad. Sabba wasad. Sabba yasubbu means to pour something. Be careful between these two verbs. Sabba and sabba. Sabba means to abuse someone verbally. Sabba wasad means to pour them something to drink. Sabba. Sadda yasuddu. Sadda means to block the way. Sadda yasuddu. It has some other meanings also. Shamma yashammu means to smell something. Shamma, like to smell a flower. Massa yamassu. Both of these are IA group. Shamma yashammu. Massa yamassu. To touch something. Dafa'a yadfa'u. To push. AA group. Like dhahaba yadhabu. Marida yamradu. IA group means to fall sick. Marida. Huwa marida. He became sick. Keep in mind though that these two verbs, shamma yashammu and massa yamassu, they are from IA group, which means originally they have kasra, right? Which means that when you connect it to mutaharrik pronouns, that kasra is going to come back. So make sure you remember that these are from IA group, shamma yashammu and massa yamassu. Dafa'a yadfa'u. A-A, dafa'a yadfa'u. Dafa'a has fatta in the madi, yadfa'u has fatta in the mudari. We're talking about the second radical. Has in the madi and the mudari, second radical, both of them have A. The same as dhahaba yadhabu. No. Sadda, to block. Sadda yasuddu. Sadda is from seen, del, del. Sadaqa is sad. Nam. Sadaqa. Tayyib. Okay, here we look at the Arabic text for this lesson. Arabic text for this lesson. I missed something? Huh? The next page? Yeah, it might be part of this lesson. Maybe it is. It looks like it is, huh? It comes in the key. What comes immediately after in the key? What's immediately after that? I'm saying after the sevenfold classification, what is after that in the key? Okay, so this is part of lesson 29. All right, so let's look at it then. I didn't come prepared to talk about it, but we'll talk about it, no problem. Okay, the sevenfold classification of the verbs, right? This means that verbs are of different types. Okay, in the last few lessons we dealt with the mudaf verb, right? I mean, not mudaf, the mu'atalla verbs, right? The mithal and ajwa and naqis. And now we have mudaf. So these are different types of verbs, right?
So the verbs that we had before, they are also other types of verbs. Some of them, for example, have hamza. That's a type of verb. Some of them are just sound verbs that don't have any weak letters and they don't have hamza. So all these are what? Different classifications of verbs. So let's look at the sevenfold classification of the verb. Number one, the salim. A verb, A, which does not have hamza, nor waw or ya as one of its radicals. Yani it doesn't have hamza, nor does it have a weak letter, a harf illa, as one of its radicals. And B, in which the second and third radicals are not identical. For example, sajada. It doesn't have waw or ya as a radical, it doesn't have hamza as a radical, and the second and third radical are not the same. Right? So this is what is classified as a salim. Same thing like dakhala and kataba, they are salim. Why? Because they don't have hamza, they don't have a weak letter, and they don't have the second and third radical being identical. So what he's actually doing here, he is eliminating the other types of verbs by saying that it doesn't have what? That it doesn't have a hamza. That's one type of verb, mahmuz. So if it doesn't have a hamza, we know it's not from that type. If it doesn't have a weak letter, we know it's not from the mu'atel, ajwaf, mithal, or naqis types. And if it doesn't have the second and third radical identical, then it's not from the mudha'af type, which is the type that we're doing in this lesson. So by this definition, he has eliminated mudha'af, he has eliminated mahmuz, that have hamza, he has eliminated mithal, he has eliminated ajwaf, and he has eliminated naqis. He has eliminated all these types of verbs. By what? By saying it doesn't have hamza as a radical, doesn't have a weak letter as a radical, and it doesn't have two radicals, second and third, being identical. So with that, we have eliminated five different types of verbs. So the salim is the one, after you have eliminated all those types, everything that's left is salim. Alright? Number two, the mahmuz. Al-mahmuz is a verb that has hamza as one of the radicals. For example, it has hamza as the first radical, like akala, which means what? To eat. Or sa'ala as the second radical, which means what? To ask. Or qara'a as the third radical, which means to read. So if a verb doesn't have a hamza as its first radical, or second radical, or third radical, it's not a mahmuz. Mahmuz means what? A verb that has a hamza as one of its radicals, first, second, or third. Number three, mudaaf. This is another type of verb. Al-mudaaf is a verb in which the second and third radicals are identical. Like shamma yashammu, marra yamurru, hajja yahujju. Right? The second and third radical is identical. So this is a mudaaf verb. The fourth type of verb is mithal. The mithal is a verb which has waw or ya as the first radical. For example, wazana, which means to weigh. Waqafa, which means to stand or stop. Wada'a, which means to place or to put something. Ya'isa, which means to give up hope. To give up hope. This is also called al-mu'atallu alfa. The mithal, fourth type of classification of verb, is also known as al-mu'atal alfa. The fifth classification is ajwaf. Al-ajwaf is a verb which has waw or ya as the second radical. For example, nama yanamu, which means to sleep. Sara yasiru, which means to go. Qala or travel. Qala yaqulu, which means to say. Okay, and these are different types of ajwaf verbs. This verb is also called al-mu'tal al-ayn. The sixth type is naqis. And naqis is a verb which has waw or ya as the third radical. For example, da'a yad'u, baka yabki, nasiya yansa. Da'a means what?
to call or to invite or to supplicate. Baka yabki, to cry. Nasiya yansa, to forget. All of these are naqis. Why? Because they have waw or ya as the third final radical. These are also called al-mu'tal al-lam. Seventh type. Lafif. A verb which has waw or ya as more than one radical. If it has two, and it has two kinds. Yani, first of all, lafif is what? It is a verb which has waw or ya as more than one radical. Yani, a verb that has waw as a radical, like waqafa, that's not lafif. It only has waw or ya as one, or ya'isa. It only has one weak letter. But if it has two weak letters, either separated, being the first and last, or together, immediately following one another, if it has two weak letters, this is called lafif makroon or lafif mafrook. A, yani this type of lafif, it is of two kinds. Lafif makroon. Al-lafif al-makroon, it has waw or ya as the second and third radicals. It has waw or ya as the second and third radicals, meaning the last two radicals are waw or ya. Yani weak letters. Two weak letters, but they are back to back. Wa alaykum salam. And they will be the second and third radical. This is called lafif makroon. Why is it called makroon? Qurina. Because the two weak letters are brought together. They are brought together. Back to back as the second and third radical, like kawa yakwi. Kawa, it has a weak letter as the second radical, waw, and a weak letter as the third radical, ya. And because they are combined back to back, joined to each other, it's called makroon. Where we were at, we were describing the two types of lafif, which is when a verb has waw or ya as more than one radical, and this will be the second and third radical back to back. As the first type, that is lafif al-makroon, like kawa yakwi, and the second type is lafif mafruq. Mafruq, from faraka. Yani faraka means to separate, as opposed to makroon, from qarina, means to join together. So al-lafif al-mafruq, it has waw or ya as the first and third radicals. Yani it has two weak letters, but they are separated. It will be in the first and third. If they are joined together, that's called makroon. If they are separated by a radical in between them, that's called mafruq. An example of this is waqa yaqi. Yani waqa has waw as the first radical, and waqa, yani ya as the second radical. Yani, I'm sorry, as the third radical, alif maksura is written as here, but originally it's ya. Yani, because waqa yaqi. Yani, or wa'a ya'i. Yani, this alif maksura on the end is actually originally ya. So that means it has a weak letter in the beginning and it has a weak letter in the end. And this is what we mean by lafif. Yani, two weak letters, two of them being separated. Lafif al mafruq, as opposed to when there are two weak letters back to back in the second and third radical, lafif al makroon. In lafif mafruq, only the second radical remains in the amr, because the first radical is omitted in the mudari. And remember when we had the mithal, we said that like wahaba or waqafa, in the mudari, the first letter is deleted. It's lost completely. So we don't have a first letter. So because of that, if the first letter, yani in the lafif type, lafif mafruq, where the two weak letters are separated, if the first letter is already gone from the mudari, we don't have a first letter, then in this case, the third radical is also omitted because of the amr, because it's fi'l amr. So we have deleted the first letter because, yani, it's deleted in that type. Yani, when the first letter is a weak letter, it's automatically deleted in the mudari, and then the second letter is deleted because of the fi'l amr. And so now we have only the middle letter remaining. So from waqa yaqi, the fi'l amr is qi, like in
وَقِنَا. Wow is end, right? End. This and that. Na is nahnu. And qi is the fi'l amra. And protect. Nahnu. Qina. Qina. Protect us. Waqina and protect us. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana. Wa qina. Qina. Protect us. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And also in وَعَى يَعِي we have عِي, just عِي, not with a long vowel, I'm sorry, عِي. So we will see some examples of this, we will see some examples, yeah, just with كَسْرَ, we see some examples of verbs like this, يعني the لَفِيف مَفْرُوق, especially this is the case of it, that the فِي الْأَمْرَ is just one letter. And we will stop here, inshallah, سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك